stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Coming to PBS, Ken Burns tells the story of country music.
You can dance to it, you can cry to it.
And you can't tell the story without the stars, like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Garth Brooks, and many more.
Country music comes from right in here, this heart and soul that we all have.
It's a story of America, one song at a time. Country music premieres Sunday, September 15th at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Hi folks, Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joe Walsh, the Republican congressman from Illinois turned radio host, announced he is running for president.
As we learn more about Aretha Franklin, it turns out she died with nearly $1 million in uncashed checks.
Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has promised to roll back protections on the Amazon rainforest, but he's now deploying his armed forces to protect what's being destroyed.
There was a lot to talk about at the G7 summit in France, but it was the unexpected arrival of a high-level Iranian official that appeared to catch White House officials off guard.
The accusation comes from a bitter divorce and custody battle. Estranged wife Summer Warden saying McClain used a computer on the International Space Station to access her bank account.
11 pitches, 10 foul balls. Off speed, laced, and Wilt catches it. And Louisiana is your Little League World Series champion.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
California Sheriff's deputy faces a criminal investigation today after his bosses said he fabricated a story about being shot by a sniper. 21-year-old Angel Reynosa said he was hit in the shoulder on Wednesday outside his station in Lancaster, that's north of Los Angeles. The LA County Sheriff's Office says hundreds of officers responded. A commuter rail line was shut down and resources were wasted. Our lead national correspondent, that's David Begnaud, is following this story. David, why in the world did the deputy do this?
Well, Gail, the why is what the LA sheriff says they don't know yet. This story seemed pretty strange from the get-go. Investigators say Reynosa has not yet explained his motive for filing the false claim. He's now lost his job, and he might face criminal charges for filing a false police report.
There was no sniper, no shots fired, and no gunshot injury sustained to his shoulder. Completely fabricated.
Homicide Bureau Captain Kent Wegener says much of Deputy Angel Reynosa's story to police just did not add up.
Much of his statement was self-serving, didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Taking shots from the north of the Lancaster helipad. Came here in the right shoulder. They might have got through, but...
Reynosa radioed for help on Wednesday from the police station parking lot, saying that he had been shot by a sniper.
I think it's from the apartment window. There's multiple windows open.
SWAT teams went door to door, evacuating people from the building, while others sheltered in place. Police also searched the area with a helicopter.
When a police officer says he's been shot or shot at, we respond in force. There was a large perimeter to protect this area because we didn't know where this armed gunman was.
Such a crazy story, we had to come right out of the gate.
There we go. I'm sorry. I apologize. First of all, how are you doing today, Big
Al? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Fun-filled weekend.
The Braves swept the Mets.
Oh, good for them.
It was really, really good. And let's see, we've got a candidate for, which one is he? Is he going to be here for 74 or here for mayor? 74. Let's bring in Michael Fritz. Michael, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Have you been?
I've been great.
Did I see it right? You're on the ballot for tomorrow as mayor?
No. I hope I'm not. I never qualified for mayor. You know, I was.
You never qualified?
No, what I was
WCFA's
doing.
WCFA's got you down is that you're running.
Yeah, I think that's an older story. I was going to run for mayor, and then when Dimitri passed away, I changed to this race. But I never did the qualification paperwork. So.
Oh, okay. If you never paid, then you're not on.
No, I didn't pay, and I didn't get the signatures for it.
So tell me how the campaign's going.
It's going really well. It's surprising that, never being in politics, it's surprising how many people see my qualifications as helping people through bankruptcy and being a lieutenant colonel. They've really taken to it, and I've had almost 100% positive responses.
Let's start with the Lieutenant Colonel part. Tell the audience about that.
Yeah, when I first graduated from high school, I joined the Navy because my parents couldn't afford college. I took that money. I went to AUM with the GI Bill. And then afterward, I went to law school, and then I joined the Army JAG. And I've been in the Army JAG since 2001. I just got my 20-year letter, and I made Lieutenant Colonel maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Mostly what I've done in the Army is represented soldiers who get in trouble. But the most rewarding was for 3 years as a major, I was advising a general, which is unheard of in a lot of circles. And it was awesome to be the only attorney. And my one boss was a general. Was one of the most rewarding times in my life.
1 star, 2 star?
1 star.
All right. Where was that?
It was in Birmingham. We were the Deployment Support Command. I think it's the only Army unit without a number in front of it. And so we had assets all over the country, and we worked on deploying them in transportation units, and we were their deployment center.
Did you work with Brian Taylor?
I did. Brian was in the National Guard, but we see each other at the... I take that back. We never work together. We go to the same military conferences and schools together, and I've met him through there.
He's a smart guy.
Oh, he is super smart. I really like him.
I like that. So when you're out on the campaign trail, what are you hearing from candidates? I was kind of surprised at Charlotte's answer to this.
Hearing from candidates or
hearing
voters?
From voters.
As in every politics, they love the fact that I've never been in politics. I'll tell them, well, this is my first foray into politics, and they're like, good. You know, I'm almost 50 years old, and I've never been in politics. And a lot of people think that that's how, not the age, but that's how we should have representatives, is people that have been in the mix. And so we've only heard positive things.
Have people asked you who you're voting for mayor?
Every single time I talk to somebody, they ask me who I'm voting for mayor. And on the air, I'm not telling people. I'm not.
That's a ditto.
Yeah. And the thing that I've done is I've become friends, or were friends, or become friends with probably the top five candidates. And as being a representative, I know the Montgomery delegation has a close connection with the mayor, and that's what I want to bring, is my relationship with whoever the mayor is to get the funds that we need from the state down to the local level. I love Montgomery and want to work with it, and you know, whoever is the mayor.
Well, it's funny that Charlotte said the exact same thing that she said. Every single person asks, who am I voting for mayor?
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story, and my youngest son doesn't like it, is when I first started running for mayor, I said, what do you think about it? He's a sophomore at Troy. He said, Dad, do you imagine the dates I could get if my dad was the mayor of Montgomery?
Thinking of the supply side.
Exactly. And then when I changed to representative, he said, Dad, you know that's not as fun. The girls don't know exactly what, might not recognize that as quickly. So it is not as recognizable. I think it's valuable work. But it, you know, the mayor, governor, president are the ones that everybody gets excited about.
So other than them asking you who you're voting for mayor, what are they asking you about?
What can you do about education? You know, that's number one every time. And I tell them the same thing. I don't want to be a politician that says, I'm going to fix education. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fix everything. Fixing education in Montgomery is a group activity. You have the local school board, you have the state school board, you have, you know, and then all the players that go around that, from, you know, the mayor, the county commissioner, the you know, the House of Representatives that funds it. So the House, I think, takes long-term approaches to it and not short-term changing principles. The two things I want to work on while I'm there are infrastructure. I go by the Montgomery Proud. That's my logo. I mean, that's my motto is Montgomery Proud. I want the Chick-fil-A model is I want everybody to be proud of Montgomery. Well, if you go to a school where you have broken windows and you have rust and you have tiles that are busted, it's hard to be proud. So what I want to do is work on getting money for maintenance cost so we can beautify our schools, so as kids go there they're like, wow, this is a nice place to go. And in our businesses, if you have a junked up office, you don't have as much pride in what you're doing. So that's one of the things I want to do.
Have you been in my office?
Oh, I didn't want to say that out loud.
Thank
but
you. thank you.
But it's true. We do that with the law firm, and we want to make sure it's nice and clean and things aren't tearing apart. And I think that's part of it. The other thing is attracting teachers. I think we at the legislature can work with our state schools to make sure that we're giving programs that aren't cost prohibitive for people that want to go into education. They won't be saddled with the student loan debt, and they'll be able to make a good living. So those are two things, and those are long term. And I'm in this for the long haul. And those are two things that you can do at the House. But I can't go in and give teacher pay raises day one. I can't go in and fire principals and shift things around. I can't fire the people at MPS that aren't doing their job. That's not what I can do. I don't have the silver bullet that's going to fix education.
But if you're going to help them out with materials and things, you can't just help out Montgomery unless you go and do some kind of grant. It's going to have to be a law that's going to affect all schools in Alabama.
That's absolutely correct.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And, if you want nice things, you have to spend the money. And everybody knows that knows me knows that I'm a small government, but it's small federal government, and I'm a state's rights guy. So, if the state has to spend money to have nice things, North Carolina made a change 20 years ago, and their education went up. They went from the bottom of the pack to middle of the pack. And it's because they decided we need to spend the money on that. I'm not a higher tax guy. What I think is if you have better jobs, your pie becomes bigger just because the percentage tax, your net is bigger on for the revenues without starting new taxes.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Monday, starting your week out right, and be back right after this.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I have a picture.
272-9228 is where we are.
Pinned to my wall.
Michael Fritz, candidate for House District 74 in the House. Question, comments, viewpoints? Well, you better call.
Look at our life now.
I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that you made the runoff. You did well with Signs, but other than that, I didn't really see much of exposure of you out there. What do you think the impact is going to be of having your race going along with the city race, considering the low number of voters they had for the special?
Yeah, the sheer number will go up, and it should, because, like we said earlier, it's a more attractive race to be in the mayor's. So they're already going to be out there voting, and then they'll see that they can vote in 74. I think the percentages will be the same. I mean, not the same, but I don't think it's going to affect us either way, either people like me and want me in, or like my opponent and want her in. And it's good to see more people get out there. So I'm sure the political pundits think that I'm naive to think it won't make a difference. But, we've worked a good race and talked to as many people as we could. And, you know, the thing that I think that I have different than the other guys that were running against me, not Charlotte, but the other guys who didn't make the runoff, is I've been serving the community for 20 years, and people know me. They either coached their kids in Little League, or did their parents' bankruptcy, or was in church with them. And my wife and I have been serving the community for a long time in different fashions. And it's fun to get out there, knock on a door, and said, "You might not remember me, Mr. Fritz, but I was in your Sunday school class in 2010, and you were really good to me." And so I think that comes through.
It, one of the things that, I don't know if you noticed, but the Republican Party basically said that they disagree with the governor on the changing the State Board of Education to being appointed from being voted on. Where are you on that issue?
No, I think we should continue to vote on the person. What that does is it gives you get the if it's appointed, you run the risk of somebody having too much power to appoint that the state superintendent and the state board. I would rather have them voted on. So I agree with the Republican Party on that.
That one's going to be interesting. That's a major divergence between the Republican Party and the governor. The governor kind of rolled this thing out as this kind of key plan of how to improve education by me appointing the board, State Board of Education. Not that I don't think that would be a bad idea, other than if you get a Democrat that's in there, then that's where you get hurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right, is be careful what you wish for, because you might get it.
What are some other issues that you're hearing from folks about?
Well, one of the things, education is something that we're talking about, is Miss Meadows, one, she's a great person, and she was very good to me when she was on your show, I listened. And we have a good relationship, we really do, and I think she's doing great things. I do think that she might have to recuse herself from some key votes, and because of the conflict of interest, if you look, I'll tell you a quick story. I was a guy called me and said, hey, this company has a job for in-house counsel. Do you want it? So I emailed my resume over there. This was like a month ago. And they said, well, you're going to be in there's a chance you could be in the legislature, and we do state contracts, so we'd be conflicted out. We can't hire you. And what LEAD Academy does is it has a contract with the state to educate children. And what that does is it creates a conflict of interest that if someone from LEAD Academy votes on issues that have to do with education, that can be perceived as a conflict of interest. And I know Charlotte, and she would recuse herself, as she should, and she says it in the paper that she would recuse herself. The question becomes, if education is our biggest issue, do we want a representative that has to recuse himself and not vote on those big issues? And like I said, we become friends, and I would surely.
But yours was a contract with an individual, but not with a government agency.
No, the company that I would be working for.
Right, but there's a difference. Go ahead.
Yeah, the company that I would be working for. Contracts, and then my employment would hurt them with conflicts of interest in getting
the company you work for that you represent.
No. They were hiring in-house counsel. So okay. If I became an employee of that company that relies on state contracts,
right? Because
then
would be receiving compensation from the state source, and you can't do that.
Exactly.
But Charlotte's not receiving compensation.
Well, her from LEAD Academy, from my understanding, is that the state education money follows the student. So she is getting state funds for LEAD Academy.
But when you say she is getting, there's a difference between Michael getting it and Charlotte getting it.
Exactly. And so
LEAD Academy is getting it.
Yeah, LEAD Academy.
Charlotte Meadows is not getting it.
Yeah.
I'm not an attorney, but I play one on radio. Yeah. I'm sorry, she didn't have to recuse herself.
No, she said it in the paper that she might have to in her interview.
I mean, I think that would be abundance of caution.
Yeah,
she didn't.
But what I was saying is, in my scenario, I would be an employee of the company.
Yeah,
like
that's different.
She's an employee of LEAD Academy.
But she's not being paid by LEAD Academy.
Okay. Well, then maybe that's why, because she's not getting paid. But that comes
now,
up.
If she's getting paid, she would have a problem with that. Because I would fall under the teacher, I'm a education employee running as a legislator, and you can't do that.
And from the article, and I didn't know if she was getting paid or not, and then talking to people, they said, well, she has a conflict of interest. She has a so that comes up a lot to me. And, you know, I don't know.
I think we have to be careful the way we're couching these things, because there's a difference of you being compensated by a company who is getting state contracts, and it's normally a percentage of it, and somebody who is getting money for a school that she's volunteering for. That two completely different things there.
Okay, and I didn't know that she was volunteering. You know, and in the paper, I just read what the paper what.
Well, she's on the board.
Her
that,
response was
that is receiving the money. So maybe that's the tie-in here.
Yeah.
What? So, how do you feel about where Alabama is on an economic basis? Do you think we're doing enough? We're doing it about right, or we're not doing enough?
Well, I think we can never say we're doing enough, but we're on the right track. I think we can always do more. I think we have a lot of assets, both statewide. Agriculture is huge. We do a lot of shipments with agriculture. I talked to the Poultry Association, and they're like, you know, everything, roads, education, this affects us. I think they're the number one ag business in the state, the poultry, and they ship to Cuba and things like that. So I think we have we go off our assets, which are good. We have the history of Montgomery and Birmingham, and Selma. We have that history we need to build off of. Then we have our agricultural assets that we need to continue to build on those. I think the Mr. Pate is doing Sweet Grown Alabama, which is going to take a lot of agriculture, you know, emphasize that we're growing these right here, and the table to rest, I mean, the farm to table issues that we have, I think is going to be great for this state. So we need to play off of that and not pretend like we're New York City and go. New York City. We should go with our strengths on that. And I think being a cheerleader, and again, my platform is Montgomery Proud, which I want to be so proud of, let everybody know that we're proud of what we have, from the Alabama River to the history to Hyundai, these things, and sell it even more. So we can do a better job, but I think we're on the right path.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Michael Fritz in the house. House District 74 candidate, elections tomorrow. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says China's President Xi is a smart, great leader and that a trade deal will be worked out.
He can't lose 3 million jobs in a very short period of time, and that's going to be magnified many times over. And it's going to break down the Chinese system of trade, and he can't do that.
The president of the G7 summit in France also saying he's not looking for regime change in Iran.
And I really believe that Iran can be a great nation. I'd like to see that happen. But they can't have nuclear weapons.
The president's on his way back to Washington now. The former entertainment executive Harvey Weinstein back in court in New York pleading not guilty to two more sexual assault charges.
At least one of those involves Sopranos actress Annabella Shora, accusing Weinstein of raping her inside her New York City apartment in 1993. Weinstein continues to deny all accusations of non-consensual sex.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some pretty decent rain chances for today and tomorrow before a midweek frontal system arrives. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Locally, heavy downpours in spots. Tonight's low down to about 73. Then on Wednesday, the risk of showers and storms mainly early in the day. Then the front moves through, delivering some nicer air, lower humidity for Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday with cooler nights as well. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Michael Fritz in the House, candidate for District 74. Michael, have you seen the fair tax plan that Mike Holmes has come up with?
I have not. I didn't see.
Basically, it's doing a value-added tax, doing away with income tax, and doing away in all your tax will be kind of meld into one. It would tax services and goods, but not groceries, at a 9.06% number.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Federal Society of Legal, conservative group, and we've been talking about that on the national level for years. And then I spent a year in Germany, and they have a VAT tax, and I'm not against that. I think that
the key on Germany, though, is the more people you have coming to visit you to buy things, the better off you are.
Oh yeah, exactly. But we have I wouldn't be against that. I haven't looked at it directly. We did look at it a lot, and I supported it when some people had put it forth on the federal level. And I deal with the IRS code all day, every day. Through most people that come in through bankruptcy have some federal tax issues, and it is complicated. If you spend the money on an accountant, you can have a much better go than if you don't. So I think we've overly complicated the federal tax. I have not thought about it as a state tax. I would actually like to go the opposite way. I used to work for a law firm, and that we represented a lot of convenience stores, and now I work for businesses. I'd like to get away from sales tax altogether, and for a couple of reasons. One, you make more sales if you don't have a sales tax, because people can spend more money. Two, every municipality, city, county, and state has different laws. So if you have a convenience store in 30 locations, you have to know 30 different tax laws and collection processes. And I would go away from that. And then people say, well, what about, we shouldn't have it on food. Well, what is a food? If you buy a T-bone steak or if you buy a can of beans, or one, in some cases, is a luxury and the other's not. So I would like to look at the opposite.
Just out of curiosity, would you not tax the T-bone? You would tax the T-bone?
No, I wouldn't
tax it. But not the beans?
Exactly. I mean, if we're looking at groceries, then where do you draw the line? Is one a luxury item to have a fine? If you go to...
So you would penalize people for having a luxury?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I was saying that's an issue, that if you go and buy a $50 steak, is that the same as buying a can of beans when you talk about food items? And those are distinctions you have to make when you say, well, we're not going to tax food. I'm not saying which way I would go. I'd rather not have sales tax at all.
But if you're doing a value-added tax, that is a sales tax.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, I would go the opposite
way. But you're not for a sales tax, but you're for a value-added tax. Value-added tax is a sales tax.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, I would go, I haven't looked at his program, but I would, for state, I would go with no sales tax.
How would you get the revenues?
Well, you would increase the income and the property a little bit to cover that. And then there's a whole division that you could cut out of state employees, state bureaucracy.
Well, most of the state money goes to education, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you...
Oh, by the way, I am not proposing that as something I would do. It would just be nice from a business owner's perspective to not have to deal with 30 to 50, how many counties do we have? 87?
67.
67. 67 different tax...
Can you name them?
I tell you, I've been to all but two of them. My first job out of law school was with a collection firm, and
oh boy, I bet you were popular.
I was, I hated it, but it was a good experience. And I went to all but Washington County and Colbert, so I've been to every single one of them except those two.
Okay, so you've been to 65 counties.
65 counties.
Have you seen a difference in your business with the change in the economy?
I'll tell you, I do more complicated than volume, and so my business is always going to be more steady. But the bankruptcies. Bankruptcy is a lagging indicator. Mm-hmm. So as the economy gets better and people get jobs, then they get garnished, and then they come and if they don't have a job, they don't get garnished. So they don't. So actually, I think bankruptcy's up just a tad on that as a lagging indicator of debts that you had 5 years ago that they're now starting to collect on.
When you're working with the debt issues, how big is the medical debt issue?
It's not as big as it was a few years ago. I would say it's actually decreased the number of people that go into bankruptcy because of medical debt.
Do you find that most of the people that go into bankruptcy have actual medical insurance?
Yeah, they have medical insurance. What they don't have is this is mostly above and beyond. What their medical is, their deductibles and copays.
Yeah, Baptist Hospital tells me that the largest amount of money that's owed to them is from people who actually have insurance who cannot pay their deductibles.
That's correct. But almost every person I put into bankruptcy has some type of medical debt. It's just not large enough, and it's not the one pushing them the most into bankruptcy.
Let's go back to issues for the state. How did you feel about the gasoline tax that was passed?
Yeah, I would have voted for it. I've seen studies and I've talked to people about how bad our infrastructure is. Again, I'm a small federal government guy, but I think the local government needs to provide quality bridges and overpasses if we want to get businesses here. They don't want to hit a pothole. And they don't want to fall through bridges. So I would have voted for it.
Okay. Are you concerned about how they're going to allocate the money?
I haven't dug into the details. It is a big concern on every bill, every revenue-creating bill, how they allocate it. When I first saw it, how they were going to give a lot to Mobile, but I've been told that actually helps Montgomery. Mayor Strange, I met with him, and we were talking about it, and he said it's actually going to help Montgomery because of the Hyundai plant and the way it makes Mobile Bay more
accessible
for that. So I know with everything, the thing I've learned is if I'm going into politics, I've got to realize that no matter what you do, 50% of people are going to hate you. And so, and I had two teenage boys, or they're in their 20s now, and one of them, no matter what I did, one of them always hated me for it. So
even if you're trying to do the right thing.
Even if I'm trying to do the right thing. But no, so there's opinions on the allocation. What I want is fair and transparent allocations, and so somebody in, say, Limestone County is not getting a under the table benefit that is not fair to everyone else.
If the mayor came to you and wanted, or someone came to you and wanted you to support a city school system for Montgomery, Where would you be on that?
Well, I think that it's going to come back to the exact same thing. If you look at the border, there's not a, now that we have Pike Road, you're going to come back to the same thing. It's the same people that are in the district. Instead of cutting out the few county areas, Raymer and Matthews and places like that that aren't in a city, I think we should focus on fixing what we have. It's not like in Birmingham where there's Hoover, Homewood, Mountain Brook, whatever the other ones are, where there's all these different cities. It's Montgomery and Pike Road and County. So if you go from a Montgomery City school, county school to a city, you're not geographically, you're not making that big of a change. And you, if you go 20, 30 years out, you're going to end up in the same position that you were before. So instead of trashing it and going to something new that's just a little different, you know, start over. I mean, start with what you have and fix it.
Yeah, we just weren't as smart as the people in Jefferson County that created the Hoovers and the Mountain Brooks and et cetera's out there. In the closing moments here, tell the audience why they should vote for you.
Yeah, the width of my experience. I'm a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve. I've represented businesses including transportation, agriculture, hotels, property developers. All of these, I filed a $1 billion claim for the FDIC and the Colonial Bank matter. And then I,
How'd you do that?
The FDIC won on everything. I did have a firm out of New York that I was I was their local counsel with, and we did. The FDIC got the money in that, so we were very successful in that. And then, but at the same time, the Volunteer Lawyers Program of Montgomery named me the foreclosure specialist because I know how to talk to mortgage companies and help the people that are about to lose their home. So the width of my experience and the fact that I'm not beholden to the old standard, I want to do the most good for the most people that lasts the longest, and I have no dog in the fight except to help the people of District 74.
Good luck tomorrow in the election. I hopefully the rain will hold off a little bit and we'll get a good turnout. I appreciate you being on today and your previous engagement. Call in tomorrow and let us know how it's going out there.
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Fritz, the candidate for District 74. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, JC Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about JC. JC has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I want to thank Michael Fritz for coming in today. We got the mayor on at 2 o'clock today, by the way. Question, comments, viewpoint, 272-9228. Well, this is the week, Big Joey son.
It is.
The football actually starts, though, that Miami-Florida game was really good. Did you watch any of it?
I didn't watch any of it, no.
It was good. I tell you, if Miami had not messed up on just a couple of plays, I think it could have been a completely different ball game. I was thinking about Soulja Boy during it. He's a big Florida fan. And I was thinking, man, he's got to be kind of worried about this one. I bet his alcohol consumption went up. But it was so neat to watch a football game. I mean, it got me really in the mood. I mean, really in the mood.
Well, I did my fantasy NFL fantasy football draft last night.
Did you have luck, the guy that quit?
No. That is an amazing story. I might cover that later tonight. Fascinating story. But no, I got the first pick. So all my friends hated me. So I ended up with Saquon Barkley. And he was going number one in most leagues. He's the running back for the Giants, second year. And he's just a beast.
If you, if you're going to be doing something about that on your show, you may want to look at the Baltimore Sun article and some of the things that the local people are saying.
Oh, yeah.
They feel totally betrayed.
Yeah, and that's the angle. Is it like, you know, how much does a player owe to the fans while also taking into account his own life and quality of life, his family? Like, if you're not able to pick up your son or daughter because your shoulder's busted, that's a concern.
That is a concern. This guy was on a spiral, and it wouldn't have been a good place to be. I mean, but for that guy to walk away with that much money,
right?
From that much money. That's amazing.
Well, and, you know, I think about it. He's 29. He's had all these issues. I don't remember him off the top of my head.
I hate to say it. He does not look 29. When he said he was 29, I go, he looks a lot older than
that. He's a year younger than me, and he's got issues that usually people in their 60s, 70s have. I mean, this is, I think, made the right decision.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top, the Gouda capital of the world. Red Top, I noticed when I was at Sweet Creek, there was no Gouda left.
Well, I'm not surprised, but it wasn't me because I'm still holding up on my six-pack that I got.
I think what happens, Red Top, is we start talking about something, and people go in and wipe it out.
Well, I can't blame them. The stuff is on, and you ain't heard nothing yet, man. This is the ultimate. I did it, and I can't believe I didn't think of it before.
Yeah?
Stuffed red bell pepper.
Ooh, what'd you stuff it with? Gouda cheese, right?
Gouda and Kaneka sausage.
Oh, man. I tell you, that red pepper was, bell pepper was outstanding. I had it with steak on Saturday night with my football game.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the first one that has survived me not eating immediately. That's why I haven't used them to cook anymore, because they're so good I eat them as soon as I take them out of the fridge. But this guy, oh, my God, it was huge. And with that Kaneka sausage and that smoked Gouda inside there, you guys would not believe how good it is. I'll never stuff a green pepper again.
Yeah, that's thinking. That's what you think. I may try to build off of that concept. I tell you something else you want to try. Their Amish butter, I had not used it in a while. I panned a steak with it, and it was spectacular.
Joey, is that clear for Catholics?
I was answering a call. I don't know. Probably not. Given that it's just the default answer, if it's okay for Catholics, is no. It's sin.
Okay, Joey. Yeah, I have to ask my Catholic consultant there.
Well, no, I'm just saying, when you're a kid, they're like, look at the crucifix. All right?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Old George Carlin.
Well put, Joey. And I have a political comment to make, if I could, real quick.
Please.
I was just drinking my first cup of espresso at 8:09 in the morning. I was watching ABC, George Stephanopoulos, and they had Joe Walsh on. Did you see
yeah.
Him?
No, I did not see him. But I saw plenty of Joe Walsh.
First of all, that's an insult to a great musician and guitar player and composer's name, Joe Walsh.
There you go.
Take his damn name away. And this man is just beyond belief. And I have a good suggestion. Y'all have a basement over there, don't you?
A basement?
At the radio station.
No, we do not.
Y'all need one. Let me tell you what we need to do is let the three R's have a talk with this guy. That is Randall, Ronnie, and Red Top. Let's three take them down in the double basement. And Ronnie can give him the total logic and fierce intelligent point of view. Randall could completely confuse him, and I'll come in with this fiery redhead talk, and we will have the boy changed over in an hour. Because he's sick. The things he was saying about Donald Trump were insulting, and I did not like it.
Yeah, he was insulting. I'm not sure where he's thinking about getting votes from.
No, and was ABC the only one that gave him a platform to speak?
No. He was all over the place. He was on Meet the Press. He was everywhere.
And if I remember the guy correctly, when he was in the Tea Party movement, he was one of the more outspoken, said, I think, things worse than Trump early on. I mean, if I remember the guy correctly.
Yeah, I can't remember where he's from. Illinois, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, me and Ronnie and Randall need to work the boy over and shut his damn mouth. He's insulting. He's an idiot. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I think our president knows exactly what he's saying when he says, I can, what did he say? I have second thoughts about everything. I thought that was a great answer, don't y'all think?
Yeah, he, and again, they were kind of like, well, he pulled that back. No, I think he said exactly what he meant. And they just misinterpreted it.
And just like Donald Trump said, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to war, how I'm going to war, who I'm going to war with. He ain't going to give him any information on any other stuff. I don't know why they think he is. But it sure is entertaining. I'm just tired of them taking every word he says and pulling it apart.
Well, they hate him so much is unbelievable.
New level of it coming out because they weren't able to convict him. We're going to see some really crazy stuff happening, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But it don't work because the man's just like Ronnie says, he's the staple genius, and I think he's going to do fine. I'm just kind of pissed off at the way people are treating him.
Are you painting today?
Believe it or not, I'm right next door to Michael Fritz's house.
Really?
Oh wow!
Yes. Well, see, I know Fritz real good.
Oh, okay.
And I've got probably 10 customers on his street, so it was funny sitting right next door to him, just hearing him talk. Very interesting. Nice fella, though. Nice fella.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah. So you guys have a great day. Let's bury Joe Walsh, not in a evil way, but just get rid of him and roll tide. Go Trump.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Tommy, see, Tommy's a Colts fan, but Tommy, I want to give you plenty of room so you can comment on Luck or whatever you want to in the Colts. Going to be back. Dan Morris Show right after this.